everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I'm coming in with you talking about Proverbs 31 women out here looking for Mr. Boaz, the Mr. Rice, the Mr. Right Now, the Mr. Future, you know, husbands and all the above or some. But just come real with it. Some of us were single, some of us, you know, divorced widows. So much we just, you know, baby mamas just, you know, sitting here with baby daddies and all that, trying to figure out, okay, you know, when the guy gonna basically sit here, tell us we're the one, that's gonna put a ring on it, you know, shape us, mold us, hold us down or something. So, come at me, hit me, comments, whatever, you know, below, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Once again, this is Proverbs 31 Women. We're looking out here looking for Mr. Boaz, and I'm Mr. Rice. Holla at you, girl. Hey everybody, thank you for joining me today. I'm coming in with you talking about Proverbs 31 women out here looking for Mr. Boaz, the Mr. Rice, the Mr. Right Now, the Mr. Future, you know, husbands and all the above or some. But just come real with it. Some of us were single, some of us, you know, divorced widows. Some of us we just, you know, baby mamas just, you know, sitting here with baby daddies and all that, trying to figure out, okay, you know, when the guy gonna basically sit here, tell us we're the one, that's gonna put a ring on it, you know, shape us, mold us, hold us down or something. So, come at me, hit me, comments, whatever, you know, below, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Once again, this is Proverbs 31 Women. We're looking out here looking for Mr. Boaz, and I'm Mr. Rice. Holla at you, girl. Hey, 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 everybody. It's Christina. I'm back. I know I've been gone for a minute, and I do apologize to my audience. But you know, life happens, situations, different things or something. But I haven't forgot about you guys. Well, in case some of you guys have forgot, I am coming to you talking about Proverbs 31 women trying to look for our Boaz. Alright, as you can see, you know, us women, we're, you know, trying to cry Mr. Right, of course. We're sitting here, we're single, we're trying to, you know, get married, trying to get a guy basically to put a ring on it or so. In the whole process or so, as us women, we have to sit here, first and foremost, is realize that the relationship that we used to be in or so, what happened along the way with that relationship or so. Sometimes we look back at, oh, you know, this relationship, I'm so heartbroken. Okay, that's fine to sit there and say that you're heartbroken, women or so, that the guy sit there. But the thing is, it's not really about the guy itself or so. We as women, we got to fix our hearts. We have to, men, you have to put the band-aid on it or so. But then you got to sit here over time. We have to take the band-aid off. We have to, you know, heal. We have to sit down, put some, you know, cocoa butter or something on that scar and sit there and say, okay, you know what? I got this. I'm going to be better. I'm going to do better. Or so. First and most, we have to sit here and love ourselves. That's the important thing as women. We get so caught up. We get in our little dark places, our little corners, our, you know, boo hoo hoo, cry out to, you know, all that. But wait a minute. Who are we crying out to, first and foremost? I mean, I'm not sure how religious, you know, some of us are or so, but first and foremost, we have to sit down, you know, take it to God, leave it there, let Him sit here, mold us, shape us, and fix us first. Then, once you do that, you can sit here and, you know, allow other people to sit here and help us or so in the process. But first, you have to find yourself. First, you have to find your purpose or so in your singleness or so. And that's what a lot of us, we're not doing. We're not finding our purpose in our singleness. or sound. Ladies, think about that for a moment. Let that simmer or sound. Finding your purpose in your situation or sound. Even if it's a situation, yes, and that's okay. It's okay to sit down and have, you know, we all go through trials, tribulations, so we have testimonies out of all this, and the conclusion of it, some women, you know, my thing is, and I'm speaking to, you know, all of us or something, and maybe some men in my audience as well or so, because please, please, share this with your friends, with your family members, co-workers, etc. So, because the most important thing about this is, as even though I'm using this page, I'm picking this voice or so, each one, and teach one or so. And that's what this page, this is what this podcast is all about. I want my voice to not just sit here and not just be heard, but to be heard where it can reach all of us, all around. Or some. Now, as far as us women, like I said, you know, we're single. But don't get bitter behind our singleness. Don't sit here and, you know, boo-hoo because, you know, Peter, Paul, John, Tom, Dick, and Harry basically sit down and, you know, use us, you know, abuse us, mistreated us, or whatever the case may be. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, as us women, some of us, unfortunately, we allow these men to treat us all different types of ways or so. Okay? Or in a relationship, we're trying to find our open, we're trying to find our escape mode or so. Or we try to sit here, okay, well, you know, I don't want to be lonely, so we're just going to be friends for a while, for a minute or so. But then that sometimes can't. The guy confused. Oh, wait a minute. Really? Yes, ladies. Sometimes when you're friends with a guy and you're still trying to go out with him, you're still dating them, they somehow, for whatever reason, because they're men, okay, they don't know how to accept that concept or something, because they're looking at, well, you know, I'm still whining and dining you. I'm still taking you out. This, that, and the other, so, et cetera. When the moment you finally decide to say, okay, I'm going to pump the brakes here. I'm going to try to move on because this relationship is not working or so. That's when sometimes the craziness comes out of them. Okay? Yes, ladies. Some men, they will take you down. They will sit here and do all types of things or something. And you sitting there like, wait a minute, who was this guy that I was dating? Okay, where did you all of a sudden come from? Because you're not the same guy that I was dating or something, in a relationship or something. And think about it. I mean, some of us were dating a guy for a year, 3 years, or 5 years, or even 10. And you sit back and you wonder, wait a minute, how did he move on? Why I can't move on? Why I'm sitting here in my little, what we would say, pity party? Or so, ladies. I mean, why do we do that as women? Okay, I mean, honestly speaking, we should sit here and look in the mirror, find ourselves as women. Stop letting ourselves go. Stop sitting here with this, oh, woe is me, pity party and stuff. Or so, ladies. Or so, you know, get out of your dark corners and find a light. Okay, this is spring. I'm on spring break this week, so, you know, hopefully I have more time to come, you know, with you guys and talk to you a little bit more or something. But let our light shine, ladies. Okay, let us be bright in this process or so. Let us be seen. Because, like I said, he that finds us a wife, ladies, we're trying to be seen. We're trying to be wife material. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to be that good thing for these guys or so. Now, it is still some good men out here, ladies. But the thing is, where are they? Okay? Where are you going to find your guy? I mean, you know, most guys, you know, they're sitting here, are they in the church? Okay? Do you want the guy, you know, in the bar? Wherever you find your guy and wherever he finds you, think about it, ladies. If you find your ideal guy in a club, but you're trying to get him to go to church, gotta think about that. Gotta process that for some. But most importantly, we can't change the guy. Think about it. We try to sit there and change the guy. We try to mold him and shape him into the ideal guy that we want. Some of us, we have our standards so high in the clouds that even sometimes God got to sit down and shake us and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, the guy that you trying to find, the guy that you sitting there telling me that you praying for, sometimes God got to sit back and say, God, yes, in here and reshape you. Yes, in here and remold you. So then when that time is right, God to sit here and sing you, you're Mr. Perfect, you're Mr. Boaz or something. But most importantly, ladies, in our singleness, we have to sit here and use the singleness as a gift. What is your purpose? What is your gift in this singleness or so, ladies? That's going to be our next topic, is your purpose behind your singleness. Well, ladies, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. And please share this with all your friends. Until the next episode, until the next time, be blessed. And remember, Proverbs 31, women, Ruth, looking for Mr. Right, looking for Mr. Boaz. Bye. Hey everybody, it's your girl Christina with Proverbs 31, Women Looking for Mr. Boaz. I know it's been a minute, stepped off the game or so, you know, trying to play it safe at home or so with this COVID pandemic stuff that's been going on. But thought I'd come back, drop a little, you know, knowledge or so with you guys, chit chat, see what's going on in life or so. Basically, I've been sitting here trying to figure out, even during this quarantine and COVID and pandemic or so, I know a lot of us are still trying to have high hopes as to how is Mr. Boaz going to find me with all this going on, but at the same time, making sure that you don't give him, you know, anything or so, by all means, of course, you know, trying to pay it safe. So, ladies and men also as well, and all my listeners, tell me, how exactly do we find Boaz in this time, in this pandemic or so? And once we do find him, still, how do you keep it safe? I mean, do you hold hands? Do you kiss? Do you hug? Are you love the devil or what? Let me know.
No.